Welcome to TSB Goes to the Movies. I am Alex at TSB Pod. He is King at Jeromney. He is Ski at TSB Ski. If you would like to tell us what movie we need to be watching and that you want to hear us talk about, tweet at one of those handles, at Jeromney, at TSB Ski, at TSB Pod. Let us know. DM us in there, whatever. If you know us, text us, whatever. Whatever you need to do to get us your ideas for a movie we need to watch. This week's movie is one of those movies. It comes from Kurt. I believe Kurt suggested the first movie we watched too. Didn't he suggest Pig? I feel like he did. I might be making that up. Awesome. But at K triple E triple R triple T one on Twitter, he suggested this week that we watch the movie Fear of a Black Hat. I had never heard of this movie before. It is from 1993. It is easily the highest rated movie we have watched. It has a 86% on Rotten Tomatoes, 7.2. I said I was going to stop mentioning IMDb. Things a six. It's a 7.2 on IMDb, 62% on Metacritic. Roger Ebert gave it a 3 out of 4 on his ratings. It is currently on YouTube if you would like to watch it. Again, I had never heard of this movie before. Had you guys?
Yes.
You had. Had you seen it before?
I have seen it.
I had seen it, yeah.
You
long.
Yeah, like,
okay.
Like, yeah. 20 plus years ago.
Well, yeah, it came out in 1993. That's fair.
25 years ish, probably safe.
So written, directed, songs written all by the same guy, Rusty Cundiff. Who also directed the movie Tales from the Hood, which I know definitely
did
this podcast. Absolutely. And some of the Chappelle Show episodes. He also directed some of those. This was his first movie that he directed. It is a mockumentary, follows a sociologist, whatever the hell that is, who spent a year following a rap group called NWH, which you know what the N stands for. It is With Hats that follows that.
Nuns.
The rap group, by the way, Kurt Loder in the movie has no problem with saying the N word, which he does in the movie when describing the rap group. Kurt Loder in this movie drops an N bomb.
Do you think he said that when was MTV a thing when NWA came out?
I wonder.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah.
I bet he did.
So you think he was dropping N bombs back then too? Like
No chance. Not on MTV.
Like Kurt Loder gives it a little bit of legitimacy, doesn't it? When he says it into a TV.
Kurt Loder used to be like my news anchorman.
He was. Yeah.
If Kurt Loder interrupted the music videos with the breaking news cry on, holy shit. What grunge legend committed suicide?
MTV News, bro.
Who died? Holy shit.
Whatever it is, throw that Nelly video to the side. I'm ready for some Kurt Loder.
Kurt Loder telling the nation that Princess Diana died was one of like the watershed moments.
I think, by the way, I think Kurt Loder was around before Nelly was around. So I could be wrong there.
He definitely was.
Yeah. So Nirvana news? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. He definitely was the Kurt Cobain. Yeah.
He broke the Kurt Cobain news. Absolutely. Yes. So NWH consists of Ice Cold. Obviously, we know what that's play on. Tasty Taste and Tone Deaf. It shows everything in rap, essentially. It shows all the cliches, plays off all those it's in the vein of Spinal Tap. There's no way around it. It's, you know, it's essentially what that movie is. It's following a rap group instead, and they play on all the stereotypes and the cliches with a rap group in the late 80s, early 90s.
Are you guys fan of the mockumentary style movie?
Yes, I am.
You are. So you're a big Christopher Guest fan?
I don't know who that is.
Did this a Spinal Tap and like a Mighty Wind and Best in Show,
Spinal Tap, but I haven't seen the other ones.
They're all
Best in Show, like a dog.
It's the dog show.
Okay, I think I've seen part of that one. Yeah,
it all has the same group of actors and actresses doing all those movies too. So like Eugene Levy and There's a whole mess of them.
I have been told by several people that I need to see Best in Show. Like, everybody tells me that it's like this really amazing movie and I need to see it. And I like, so to answer your question, I don't really care for them that much. I think they're, I mean, I get what they're doing. I don't like them. Like, so I don't want, we'll give our scores at the end, but it's like, I was sitting watching this movie. It's like, all right, I see what they did there. Like, yeah. Okay.
So
I get here's it.
was this movie. Do they have, how do I phrase this? So CB4, what are your thoughts on that movie?
That movie came out in the same year, by the way.
Same year.
Yes, like, so like 8 months before.
It might have been like 3 months different. Yeah, I think it was like January and like March, like, or April.
Yeah, it was like June and March or something.
Yeah, it was something like, in, you know, CB4, it is similar, but it is more of a movie, you know, not purely in the mockumentary style. Yeah.
It has jokes. This movie had like themes that they sort of shed light on and, you know, made seem funny. Like, the situations were funny. The jokes weren't funny in this movie, in my opinion. Yeah. Nope. Like, at all. I don't really remember laughing in this movie. Like,
I think a big difference was, is that one had Rusty Cundiff and one had Chris Rock.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think there's a difference in the two movies.
Early Chris Rock too, by the way. I don't remember, like, you know, I remember thinking CB4 was okay. I remember liking it at the time, but I was also like, you know, 13 or whatever. And so, you know, anything that is like that and making dumb jokes like that, I was going to think was funny at the time. I don't remember watching it.
It was in that time to where, you know, they started putting rap, you know, the lifestyle, especially rap, into movies, you know, like,
yeah,
like Poetic Justice and, you know, Bubba, you know, all those. 91, 92 to 97, you know, was kind of that big run they had there.
I do feel like a lot of movies that came afterwards did play on stuff that was in this movie. So, like, the character with, like, the long hair, and, you know, he had, like, the assault rifles in his basement or whatever at the mansion. That character reminded me of, like, Don't Be a Menace, where, like, Marlon Wayans' character in Don't Be a Menace, it reminded me a lot of that, like, a lot of the things he was doing, like, the... mannerisms.
Oh, those Wayans movies are very similar, not quite mockumentaries, but they're in that same sense.
See, I like movies like that more than I like movies like this.
Oh, this
those,
movie
those
was,
movies make me laugh because they're silly and ridiculous, but they're actually have jokes.
I do agree that this movie wasn't funny.
Yeah.
Like, at all.
At all.
Like, really at all. I did like that the managers kept getting killed and shot with.
Yes, all the white managers kept getting killed. That was a funny bit.
That's a funny bit. I'll give them credit for that. That's a funny bit. And the reason they didn't hire black people to be their managers because they didn't want to set them up for that.
Right.
We're gonna set our brothers up to get killed.
Yeah, it was their cousins at first, but
yeah, the first two.
Yeah, the cousins got killed. All right, that was pretty good. Fair enough.
So we are to believe that, you know, the guy you're saying in the bunker, Tasty, he's clearly the Eazy-E, right? And yeah. The Ice Cube, and assume the guy was Dre, the third guy.
I don't know. He was
kind of a wild card.
Yeah, because the stereotype stuff they did when they all got, like, rich and famous and went off and did their own thing, he was doing, like, the De La Soul 90s stuff.
Yeah.
He was doing, like, the hippie rap stuff, you know? And so, I don't know. I think they all had their different roles.
Didn't think Frack the Security Guards was a funny song? Like, just a concept.
Yeah.
Just a security
guard. Kill Whitey song. But
that's not funny. That is
But it's like a positive.
That is not funny.
I thought the Kill Whitey was because their manager's name was Whitey.
Was Whitey.
Yeah, so hey, we're not trying to kill white people, just our manager. He's Italian.
See? It was not bad.
Yeah,
I think we told the joke of that better than they did.
I know! You telling the joke is better than they told the joke, King. you want to recite some more of their jokes?
I'm just saying, that movie came out the same year that, like, UW celebrates a split national title. There was no humor in this world at that point.
Everything was tragic.
Everything. Everything was dark.
I do.
But I say that as, you know, pandemic times, you know.
And war now also.
And in war now, yeah.
So this thing is sad.
Sorry, I keep interrupting.
Go ahead.
I was going to talk about the hats. Do you want to talk about the hats? So the hats thing is actually an early 90s rap thing. Like we all remember that. Like Busta Rhymes wearing the crazy big hats or whatever. And
Busta Rhymes wearing like the Fievel hat for like 2 straight years.
Was he one of the Dr. Seuss hats too? Did he wear the tall one as well? So.
Like but, a shiny Fievel hat.
Fievel.
But this is cultural.
Goes west.
This is cultural appropriation, though, right? I mean, these are snowboarders, skater hats to start.
So you're saying the black people took the big hat from the white people? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's what we're saying. Those the grimy skaters and snowboarders and skiers. I'm pretty sure they invented those hats, didn't they?
Abraham the Lincoln. Joker.
Abraham and Lincoln. Tim Burton Joker wore that hat too. Right. It was just made out of satin. Black and white, red and green. Yeah, right.
Oh, we absolutely, like, if you've ever been to a rap show at the Wow Hall, you've seen those dudes who come out with the big dumb hats and like come out of a hat that raises up off the stage. Oh man.
And way too many of them wore them backwards for no reason whatsoever.
Yeah, backwards hats. Remember when that was a thing?
Yeah.
When was the last time you wore a hat backwards? Wait, Ski, you probably still wear a hat backwards, right? I could see you wearing a backwards hat.
I'm
not saying it's
hats.
A diss. I'm just saying.
I have a couple hats that I have to wear backwards because they're just like a little too big.
I hear you.
Baby.
And you can't, I can't wear the big hat forward, like, you know, off to the side, like how the base, like college kids wear them now.
Like CC.
Oh, I'm definitely to the side.
I wear everything to the side. I wear my beanie.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. You know,
the logo's got to be the side.
You're not going full Fernando Rodney with it?
No.
That's a little far. That's a little much.
45 degree angle on it.
I'm being 100% serious that I wear my hat like that and my beanies like that. Yeah, 100% serious. Yeah.
Me too.
You know why, Ski? Because it's cool.
I mean, how dumb does this look? Hey, look at this logo. It's right in between my eyes. Look, it's symmetical.
I like you, man. But you look like a square right now. You need to change that. Oh, man. Faison Love is in this movie.
Yes, that was a surprise. I forgot about that.
It was. Yeah. He was part,
shot
part
the
of
the manager. Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's like part of the rival rap group or whatever.
Yeah. Which was maybe the least funny bit of the whole movie was the rival rap group.
The part where they went to the school.
Yeah, God, that was like 5 minutes of just brutalness.
Really didn't need to be there.
There was a lot of things that extended on longer than they really needed to.
Oh, baby.
Like by
baby.
Full. Like,
jeez.
This podcast brought to you by Extends.
That scene, it's oddly enough, that scene is where they tried to do a joke. Like, that's one of the few where they literally, like, the teacher was, like, overreacting. He ran out of the school. He's like, I quit. I'm never coming back. Ah! And all the kids are running out while they're pulling out the guns and whatnot.
He did
that. That's them trying to do a joke. A really long one that just fucking.
They did. Hey. You know, 8 Mile straight stole. He straight B-rabbit that guy saying, you know, you went to private school and, you know,
you
showed the
go.
Picture of him like with his, like you were on the tennis team and a captain of the yearbooks team or something like that. I was like.
Classic Faison Love wearing like a too small polo. I feel like we've seen that a bunch before.
Well, he's meatier in the belly region, so most shirts on him are
Faison Love wearing the too small polo is the exact same thing as Jason Bateman wearing a light blue polo with chinos. He wears it in like
everything.
Not every episode, but in every vehicle he does, he wears the exact same outfit.
I mean, he's not fully typecast as a character, but his outfits are typecasted.
Yes.
Everyone.
You know, yeah. I listened to his podcast, the one he does with Will Arnett.
Who, Big Worm?
Yeah. No.
Big Perm?
Not Big Worm. I mean, Big Perm?
Big Perm?
Play as fuck up. No, the Jason Bateman one. And he mentioned that he does take all of the outfits from his.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He literally takes them. Yeah.
So it's like his own little bit. I love it.
Yeah. They're the clothes he wears around town as well.
God. Wow, same thing. That's great. Fiscal responsibility, you know? My guy, have you seen gas prices? I mean, let's go.
My guy, if they keep putting you in khakis and polos, I'm going to wear those. Hell yeah. It's not a bad look for a upper middle class white man. Come on.
It is the look.
It's the look. Some boat shoes. Let's go.
I feel he wears like Asics, not boat shoes.
I got to think about that.
Yeah, I can't place his footwear, but I'm going to say Asics.
Is this back to the movie, if I may?
Oh, unfortunately. All right.
It's the first time you ever saw a boob on YouTube?
No.
I was going to say, because I thought YouTube was pretty good about like making sure there weren't boobs on YouTube, I thought.
They are, but I think you could, especially like there's like music videos that they have, like the ones they didn't air on TV, like it actually uncensored ones.
Right. Hey, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, shit.
I'm on the free the nipple train, man. You know what I mean? If people want to let them out, let them out.
Hackers is promoted for free on YouTube.
Just saying.
And they show all Angelina there too. So.
Yeah, but that's a much quicker flash than this movie.
Well, we're sitting in the hot tub.
Yeah.
Like, well, they did give some. They did give like a 5 minutes of disclaimers about like if you want to see big booties and that the movie just does not start out strong with just that.
It was so slow the first 10 minutes.
The booty juice video.
Booty juice, yeah.
I was like, oh, okay, haha, I get it. Yeah, okay. Until there's a tap on an anus.
And they
spewing out brown liquid.
Yes. They did not go a clear wicket or anything.
I get it. But that you had to make it like it was a little far.
So like dumb.
Anal discharge is a serious thing.
That's where I draw the line. Leakage
is an actual health issue. We need to stop sexualizing anal leakage.
We're all men of damn near 40, okay? We're all going to have bowel issues at some point soon.
Sometimes you sneeze and, you know.
Yeah. Oh, man. A hard sneeze and the day has changed.
Your rectum is wrecked.
No one's running a tap out my ass after I eat, like, too spicy a food. So there are levels to this we could deal with. I will say, bring it up. Hey, Tropic Thunder, remember their opening scenes? They had
booty juice.
Remember
the guy? Say,
booty juice, same thing.
That's how you do the booty juice joke. Yeah. That's how you do the actual joke, is that?
Yep, that's the correct way to do it. Booty juice and bust a nut bar. Correctly.
I love that movie, man. Tropic Thunder is a fucking classic.
And I hate that movie cannot be made anymore, even though it wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, there's a few movies like that. Like Blazing Saddles, that movie.
Yeah, but that was made in like late 70s. This was 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh,
hey, Ski, who was around about 10 years ago? Who do you blame for that, Ski? Huh? Who do you blame for ruining society?
Obviously, Obama ruined
it. Oh, Barry!
He ruined movies, too.
Oh, bummer. It's more like it.
Trump tried to bring... Hey, Trump is very pro people going in blackface in movies. So he tried to bring it back.
Hey, he might bring it back in 2024. So,
hey, guys, let's bring it back.
Biden our time. Am I right?
Am I right? Guys, we're in Black History Month. We're talking about fear of a black hat. Let's take Obama down a couple of pegs, right?
the arrogance of that guy.
Oh. I will say I was happy that we kept this theme going of Revenge of the Nerds because of Tasty Taste was in Revenge of the Nerds. So for next week for my movie, I'm going to have to find some link, you know, six degrees of Kevin Bacon. We're going to have to do 6 degrees of Revenge of the Nerds from now on.
Absolutely love that. Did you know that while you were watching the movie?
Yes.
That was the 100%. Same guy?
Yes.
I didn't know that. I looked up the IMDb page to look at the cast or whatever and was like, holy shit, it's the black nerd.
He's the one black guy in the movie. The one black guy. I might remember him.
Yeah. Yeah, he's super memorable from that movie, though.
Oh, yeah.
He's the Tolkien.
The Tolkien?
It's a new South Park reference.
Okay.
Yeah. People thought they were calling him Tolkien, but it's Tolkien.
It's Tolkien. All right.
Yeah.
He's a big Lord of the Rings fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you not know that?
Hey,
have you been calling him Token?
How
South Park in a while?
How stiff were your pants getting, Brock, during the Super Bowl when they showed that Lord of the Rings like spinoff series they're coming out with?
The elders, elders.
I was okay until I saw the elf ears, you guys.
Oh boy!
You guys, it's a wood elf.
A wealth
wood, am I right?
Am I right?
I am trying so hard to find something to talk about.
I know this
movie.
Fucking movie.
There's a bit cameo by Lance Carruthers. That's something.
Who's that?
Pootie Tang.
Oh, right.
I saw him. He's in a shot for about 5 seconds, like selling something on the street. That's it.
What's a good thing you took away from this movie? So the movie ended and you're like, all right, I like that part.
Yeah. For how corny and not funny it was, the rap in it was actually good.
It was good. It really was. Like, I want to give him credit for that because those are legitimately songs I would listen to in the mid-90s. Like, 100%. That's some shit that would be like the KWVA, like, late night dude.
KWVA.
Who would play the rap on the radio in the 90s. That's the kind of shit he would play, and I would listen to it.
You just brought this so into Eugene only. Crowd.
Yeah, Eugene.
Yeah, that is a very narrow scope with the KWBA. Yeah.
Eugene in the 90s, man. That was it. There was one place you could listen to rap, and that was it.
Well, you weren't turning into Barry McGuire and Valerie Steele.
Barry McGuire. Yeah, Valerie Steele was not playing Red Man on a Friday.
And here's Sheryl Crow. All I want to do is have some fun.
For the fucking 30th time today. I remember they played when the Roots Things Fall Apart album came out. I remember they played the entire thing nonstop. I know that is like definitely not allowed.
Yeah, that is not.
Just play. But just turn on play entire albums. Yeah,
they did. I know. Awesome. Just nonstop. Like, I don't really feel like doing a show. We're just going to hit play.
They hit play and went to Pizza Pipeline real quick.
Oh, yeah.
That's how that went.
Those were the days, man.
I know this isn't the movie thing, but Pizza Pipeline, like, selling you, like, flat sodas in, like, weird cardboard.
Yep.
Like, what a scam.
Hey, those are great cups. We had those plastic Pipeline cups in my parents' house.
No, the plastic ones were fine. The plastic ones are fine, but they also sold these, like you would get the milk in elementary school.
Yep.
They were just like cardboard cartons. Not great.
I feel like they had some weird contract with somebody for cardboard. Because the pizza boxes were overly huge as well.
Baby.
They were. That's a theme today, right?
They did. Well, I'll continue. They did give you a gallon of fucking jizz with those Trixie sticks, too, to dip in. God, they did not skimp on that. God, they did not skimp on that.
Just spit or swallow.
I mean, you're getting unintentional facials every time you take a bite of that shit. Just.
Yeah, that was that was intentional for some of us, and I don't want you to judge me for it.
Yeah, seriously.
We don't judge on this podcast. Well, we judge awful movies, but not
yeah,
bad.
This is not the 90s when you were allowed to get away with that shit.
Well, they got away with this movie in the fucking 90s.
God, another scene that was really long and wasn't funny and just didn't need to be there was the one where he got like pulled over by the security guard and God damn it, that was a long scene. It's just like, okay, we get it. Like, just end this already.
Hey, they invented, you know, people pulling their phones out and stuff like that to record police officers.
To record it.
Pulling black people over. Yeah.
Yeah, not one person doing anything other than just standing there. Lots of people with cameras, like big cameras, like big 90s cameras, like camcorders.
Oh, yeah.
Recorded on a VHS tape.
With last week, you know, Hackers kind of brought you back to the mid 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Did this movie bring you back to the early ish 90s?
No, because I don't really remember the early 90s. I don't remember when the Blazers played the Pistons or when the Bulls played the Lakers. Scott Norwood? I only remember Scott Norwood in 91 because Buzz whatever from SI for Kids told me that he missed the kick. I mean, it wasn't exactly. I mean, I'm old, but I'm not that old.
You know what? If we're being honest, we don't really remember the 95 Rose Bowl either.
If we're
being honest.
I do.
I remember being at a place and that game being on. I barely remember the game. I remember like the opening kickoff, I think. And that's it.
I just remember because I was there. And sitting like four rows in front of us was like, oh, yeah, Oregon fans, you're just living on borrowed time. The Huskies will be back. The Bruins will be back. This is a Husky and Bruin conference. And it's not.
Some things will never change.
Yeah. But I was like, oh, wow. Like looking back, I'm like, we were in L.A. and he didn't even say USC. He was saying Huskies and Bruins will be back to kick our ass. Okay.
Like parts of it did remind me of the 90s, I guess. Like late 90s, just the concert parts of it. Because I went to concerts like that in high school. And I remember stuff like that. So it made me remember that. Like all the references they did, I got them. It's like, yes, I remember that. You are referencing that. It's not funny. But I recognize that as a joke and a concept. you did that thing. So yeah, I remembered it, but nothing about it was really enjoyable.
I think I liked it more than you guys, but it still wasn't great.
Well, it's a mockumentary. The whole point to it is it's supposed to be funny.
Is it?
Like, this, you're kind of, you're mocking, you know, what people thought rap music was, you know, in this whole scene in the early 90s.
Well, is this a bigger issue in that it's, you either like mockumentaries or you don't? Because like you brought up at the start of the podcast, like, I don't really, I Spinal Tap is okay to me. Like it's not like a class, this big classic movie to me. So if you really like those movies and you think they're classics and they're fantastic, you would love this movie. Like it's the pacing of it, the themes of it. Like if you're from that era, this movie is for you. That's why it's an 86 on Rotten Tomatoes, dude. Like that's why people like it. It's because a lot of people like those kind of movies. I don't. I don't like them. And so I didn't really enjoy this movie. I thought it was pretty boring. I don't know.
I forget, mockumentaries. You don't like Sacha Baron Cohen? Because isn't that kind of his thing?
Kind of.
Oh. Ooh.
I know. It's a hot take, right? I like.
See, I don't like Sacha Baron Cohen's. I don't like Borat. And I would say the funniest thing of all the ones I like the most, I like Ali G in the House.
Hell yeah. But there's jokes. There's legitimately funny jokes. And same thing with like What We Do in the Shadows and stuff like that. That's like a mockumentary style, but there's fuck ton of jokes and they're funny. These ones are just, they're slow.
I guess one of the biggest shows ever in the U.S., The Office, is a similar style.
Okay. Okay.
Show as well.
Okay.
Okay. And he's going to say he hates The Office.
I fucking hate The Office.
Boy, this guy, real edgy over here. Boy, real edgelord.
Right.
And I'm one of those people who I like Parks and Rec, by the way, but also
Parks and Rec is great. Similar too. Yeah.
Parks and Rec is funny though. Office isn't funny.
See, I think honestly, this is not what we're doing, but
no,
I get why The Office was more commercially successful than Parks and Rec. But if you tune in on a Sunday for an hour and a half on any streaming service or cable, because they're always on. Parks and Rec holds up better in 2022 than The Office does. And I'm not even talking about like the bad jokes, like the racial and whatever. It's just funnier.
Yeah, the people 100%. On that show are funnier.
Yeah.
That's it, right? it's fucking Amy Poehler. She's funnier than everybody on The Office. I don't know what else to tell you.
Not a big Steve Carell fan over here.
That character sucked. I didn't like that show because of that character. If I'm being
that whole show is that character. Exactly. That's how the show. I guarantee you would say you're a big UK The Office fan.
I hated that. I couldn't do that one.
Okay, should we
I love where this spun off to.
We'll wrap up the controversial Office Parks and Rec thing. I like The Office. I think it's overrated, but I like it, and I think Parks and Rec is better. But I am a sucker for any of those shows where they do the thing where they're talking to the camera and then just deadpan look at it. Like, to me, that is in, like, one of my comedic sweet points. And I know that's not for everyone, which is fine. But I like it. I like deadpan. I like dead air. Dry. It cracks me up.
Yeah, the Krasinski sideways look at the camera.
Yeah,
right?
I like it. Yeah.
I get it. I mean, I don't like it, but I get it. I'm just playing. I like Krasinski. He's funny. He's good. Should we just rate it?
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything else to really talk about it.
Yeah. I was trying. God, even the fucking scenes the after credit scenes weren't funny either.
Oh, no, those were. God. Those should have been cut.
Yeah, leave them cut, dude.
Leave them cut, dude.
The problem is there wasn't much left to cut.
This was over an hour and a half, right?
Yeah, it's like an hour and 20. You could have cut too much more out of this. That's probably why they extended some of those scenes to like 5 minutes when they 30 seconds is all you.
That's why they kept doing the Rose time, like whatever the hell that band's name was, the Salt and Pepper thing. Rosemary.
Something is up. Yeah.
Frankincense.
Cumin, frankincense, myrrh.
Yeah.
The scary thing is, someone thought that was funny. Some writer, I don't know if he wrote it all or if he had other people writing with him. Someone thought that was funny to use.
He wrote it, directed it, produced it, was the main actor.
He did the whole thing.
It was very low budget. Like, there's literally a promo of him saying, they didn't give us any money. Yeah. So I'm doing all of it.
Good for him. His first movie. I'm proud of you, man. You did it. I don't like it, but you did it. Look at a lot of people do like it. A lot of respected people like it with the reviews this movie got. Like I said, Roger Ebert gave it a 3 out of 4. Like, that's really good for Roger Ebert.
Here's the times, because I think This Is Spinal Tap probably has better reviews than this.
Well, I would hope so.
And that's not that funny either.
I mean, I don't like it either, but it's considered a classic, so you would think. 86% on Rotten Tomatoes is a hard score to get, dude. Shall I give the first rating?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I give this movie... One 30-foot top hat out of 5.
Whoa, that's bad.
Did not enjoy this movie at all. At any point, I did not enjoy this movie.
King, I'll let you go.
I will give it 2.33.
With a line over it?
With a line over it. Velour taxicab hats out of 5.
There you go. Shiny Busta Rhymes hats.
All right. I was going to give this a 1 for the amount of jokes that were funny in it, but I'm going to give it a 2. I'm going to give it a 2 because of the guy from Revenge of the Nerds is in it as well.
He bumps it up a full number for you?
Yes, he does.
What did you give Home Team?
I believe I think I gave it a 1.5.
5 Lombardis.
Yeah, you got to base. You sort of got to base everything around Home Team, right? Like, what did I give Home Team?
5 it's gotta be, rings. Yeah.
It can't be worse than that. So I got to give it a higher score than that.
Yes, that is the litmus test right now is Home Team.
B R E E S, 5 letters, 5 stars. Home Team.
Rings.
Also, 5 letters.
Ooh, we'll never watch
Evan,
it. You
Evan
watch James. It. Did you say rings? Like Lord of the Rings?
Rings.
who starred in Home Team?
Hufflepuff. Who starred?
Who stars? Yeah.
Kevin James.
How many letters in Kevin?
5.
How many letters in James?
Oh my 5. God, my third eye is wide open. Boom. Oh my God, I'm like Kyrie Irving. I see everything now. Oh my God. It was all there right in front of us the whole time.
It was the whole time, man. I just wasn't awake yet, man. It's my fault. I feel so bad. Can we go back and change our Home Team scores, man? I wasn't wise yet, man.
It might win an Oscar.
It should.
5 letters in Oscar.
I might actually want to go back and give Home Team a 0.5 just
get
so I could have
here.
The option.
Such a good movie.
So I could give a bad movie a 1.
Oh my goodness. It's bunch of haters. You're haters, bro.
You got the bunch retro 0.5.
Everyone loves that movie. It's still in the algorithm on Netflix. Everyone loves it. Stop.
Yeah,
10.
Yeah. That's what that means.
It's top 10. If you divide 10 by 2. It's 5.
Oh my God. Oh boy. All right. Thanks, Kurt.
Yeah.
We might have to really
vet some of these picks. It's just this was the only one, so we kind of got hamstrung on this one.
I think we need more than one suggestion, I think is the issue. So
next week we're watching Brink from Mount Boodle.
So at TSB Pod, at TSB Ski, at Jeromney, send us your suggestions or text King, because a lot of people just text King stuff. We'll probably put it out on Twitter too. I promise we're not here to just shit on your movies. We'll review them. This one we shit on because it's not good, but
this movie was propped up a lot by Kurt as well. So
and the ratings and stuff. So it is what it is, I think. All right. Thank you for listening, guys. Bye.